Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We got news this morning. Pakistan has given the CIA permission to send a forensics team in to examine Osama bin Laden's compound in Abbottabad. The CIA team is expected to arrive there within days. Greg Miller joins us now, national security correspondent for The Washington Post. Greg, was this a difficult concession to get out of the Pakistan government to allow the CIA to send a team back in?
Well, it's something that the CIA sent its deputy director to Pakistan last weekend to try to achieve, to try to negotiate. I mean, it's something that mattered to the agency because this was such a huge intelligence success already, but they wanted to make sure they weren't overlooking anything that might have been left behind in that compound. I mean, the Pakistanis were not pleased with the raid. They are not pleased with how they've been treated. So it is a significant concession from them to let the agency back into this place in Abbottabad.
Do we know, is there anything particularly that they may have thought was there, but they were in such a hurry the first time around that they left it? Or is this just basically covering all the bases?
I think it's more the latter. I don't think that they, the SEAL teams that went in grabbed everything they could, but they were on the ground for less than 40 minutes. And so they were just gathering everything as quickly as possible and shoving these things in sacks and carrying them off. And this is the middle of the night. There had been a short firefight. So you can imagine that this wasn't the ideal sort of circumstance to scrub a compound. And the agency, in going back in, gets to do things in a different way, gets to really be send in forensics specialists. They may not find any more computers lying around, but they're likely to be taking samples of surfaces in the living space. They'll bring in equipment that will let them peer inside walls to see if there are hidden compartments where the SEAL teams might have overlooked something that was being stored.
Greg Miller is the national security correspondent for The Washington Post. What is it? I mean, we obviously were hearing today and will continue to hear about the sort of strained diplomatic relationship between the United States and the Pakistan. But what are we learning in the days since the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound about the relationship between the CIA and Pakistan's intelligence agency?
Well, I mean, that's a relationship that has been really strained for a long time. The Pakistanis, I think, feel like they are an underappreciated little sibling much of the time, where they sort of get picked on a lot. They get dissed. They don't like the way they are treated. They're constantly complaining that they don't get adequate respect from the CIA. And then something like this bin Laden raid comes along, which was executed without any of the Pakistani officials being aware of it. It's a big embarrassment to the ISI, the Pakistani Intelligence Service, because the United States essentially carries out a raid into one of Pakistan's major military garrison cities, and the Pakistans fail to recognize it or react to it.
So at this point, Greg Miller, I have to assume quickly that we're hoping that they're going to find a big cache or something buried in Pakistan?
I think that it's unlikely they'll find a big cache of anything. I think that they're... But this is bin Laden, and they don't want to leave any stone unturned. They want to see if there's anything there that might point them to other al-Qaeda figures like Ayman Zawahiri or Saif al-Adl, who is now possibly sort of taking a leadership role in the organization. They just don't want to leave any chance.
Well, let's hope that all of it is clean. We know that not everything that came out of Osama bin Laden's compound was suitable for all audiences. Greg Miller, national security correspondent for The Washington Post, thank you so much.
Thank you.